Blog Talk Radio.
Your phone ring, I be wondering who it is. Being as soon as you walk out the room, I be about to pick it up, but my pride just won't let me. I think I'm way too fly to be that type of guy. If I'm really being honest with myself, I ain't even gonna lie.
Girl, I don't trust you as far as I can throw you. You say you wanna hear truth. Well, here it goes. You wanna know? Don't be really sure if I can trust you as far as I can throw you. You say you wanna hear truth. Well, baby,
out of Facebook love, you got to tell them everything we do. I ain't never had to worry about my name in these streets until I started fooling around with you. No, I think this here Instagram love, you got to show them everywhere that we go. I got people making posts about my personal business that I ain't never even seen before. And every time your phone rings, I be wondering who it is. Then as soon as you walk out the room, I be about to pick it up, but my pride just won't let me. I think I'm way too fly. To be that type of guy,
to be that type of guy.
And if I'm really being honest with myself, I ain't even gonna lie. Girl, I can't trust you.
I can't trust you, baby.
No, 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 no.
I won't be sweet.
I can't trust you, baby.
Say you won't
hear
the truth.
Yeah.
Say you won't hear the truth.
Well, baby, I don't trust you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, that man right there, Magic One, yeah, that fella that can sing. What's up, people? Thank you for tuning in to Love After Dark. Well, I guess it's going to be the takeover, the Quiet Storm by DJ Sean. But you're here with your girl, Double Chocolate. What's up, DJ Sean?
What's up? What's up, Double Chocolate? How your cripple ass feeling?
And cripple, I'm telling you, I'm knocking on 50 and everything's starting to hurt. I don't know how I dislocated my shoulder again, but your girl back in the swing.
I'm about to tell Mac that he got to go to AutoZone and get him a bottle of WD-40 and keep with y'all at all times and spread them damn joints.
You're going to have to do something. Because, look, I'm trying to creep in the bed, and I'm like, oh, shit, what the hell going on? Man, mm-hmm. Arm, shoulder hanging down. I dislocated that stuff. Don't know how. This is the third time.
Damn.
But I'm feeling a little better.
Yeah, so I'm going tonight. I'm going to be petty tonight. So I already put some.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, gotta be petty tonight. I just tired of these artists that get out here and act like they like Grammy Award winning singers. You know, they got, you know, double platinum albums, and they got to have their, you know, they got to have their shit together and ain't shit at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to post. See, here's the thing. They don't want to post the shows when ain't no hardly nobody in there, but then they want to be all over the place when it's a crowd. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference? You there to provide a service, whether it's 2 people there, 5 people there, 10 people there, 100 people there, 1,000 people. That goes to show me you ain't secure about yourself as an artist.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
To show up and show out no matter how many people is in that audience.
Exactly.
Because you never know who that one person might be.
Exactly. You got to have this right. You got to have that right. Just take your ass and do what you got to do. Get yourself done and get on out there. You know what I'm saying? That's not your responsibility. That's the club owner's responsibility to take that loss. You know, evidently, nobody advertised it or didn't advertise like they're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole. That's not one individual. Because I'm quite sure a lot of them didn't do their just due and push the show like they're supposed to. You follow what I'm saying?
Sure.
Double Chocolate. I know, you know, but, you know, this is the stuff that sometimes we got to talk about, you know, on our shows. It's just called awareness, you know, to let people know, you know, everybody that picks a microphone up ain't talented.
Facts.
Ain't talented. That's whether you singing, rapping, you know, playing sports, playing football, basketball, baseball, whatever. You're getting paid for a service. Do your service. Stop worrying about, you know, oh, I'm not going to post this on my page because there ain't nobody in here going to make me look bad. You're entertainers, if that's the last thing I thought you was. We'll get into it later,
true.
Baby. Yeah.
True. But you're right, though. We're going to let them have it tonight.
Yeah, we're going to let them have it.
Sunday.
Yep. Don't make no sense, man. You flaunting. You know, you go to different places, you act like you that number one, you know, person there is. But then you're on a show, especially on a Sunday. Now, how many people are going to come out actually on a Sunday show? Very little people. We already know that.
Right.
But still, still, if you call yourself an entertainer, you're supposed to go and entertain the people again. It's more, now I'm going to really get petty, it's more ketchup bottles and chairs in there than people. I'm going to tell you that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Everybody's coming out there smelling like wing meat and fries today.
Indeed.
I just get tired of these people that act like they the shit. You know what I mean? And they ain't doing nothing, ain't packing no shows, ain't selling 5,000 units or nothing, ain't getting no type of awards. But they act like they the baddest thing to ever touch the damn microphone. I swear. I get tired of seeing that. And then you got someone around here that sing, and you hear more Pro Tools, Auto Tools, whatever that Fruit Loops, whatever they hear, than their own damn voice, computer.
You said Fruit Loops. Y'all gonna have to Fruit Loop my voice. I'm telling y'all now. I come
Fruit
out
Loops.
With a CD. It's all Auto Tools.
Fruity Pebbles, whatever they call it. Shit. Toucan Sam, whatever it is. No, I'm being honest, and everybody act like they entertainers.
And not everybody's an entertainer. And there is a difference between someone that can sing and someone that can entertain.
Man, I don't give a damn whose feelings I hurt tonight. Either you like it or you don't. I don't care because I'm getting tired of it. Going out on Facebook, every time you turn around, somebody always talking like they doing this and they ain't doing nothing. Ain't doing nothing. And then go ahead, Double Chocolate. Let me shut my mouth. Bunny Mike is on here. Let me be quiet for a minute.
What's up, Bunny Mike? What's good?
I see I done just walked into it, whatever I'm walking to. So throw me a line so I can testify.
We being bad. You talking about artists that can't sing. Right, DJ Sean being bad. You talking about me, you know, my album fixing to drop and it's all up. Just auto-tune. Nothing else.
Auto-tune.
Talking about artists that can't sing. What you
got to
say about that?
Man, look here. I done seen somebody get shot down in auto-tunes because they couldn't even catch the pitch of the note right to get to auto-tune to take place. So we just had to cancel them out altogether.
Wait. Hold up. What you saying? The auto-tune didn't work.
That, to do auto-tune a piece of the super deal, you got to at least be able to find the right note. So, like, let's just say I don't consider myself a singer, but from being in band growing up, I was in the church choir, I know the notes. So I can catch the key of the song. And I seen somebody, and they had the reputation, ooh, everybody loves them. They can sing their ass off. Got in that studio, I happened to come in on that session, and they could not even find a note for the engineer to match the auto-tunes to them. He, like, wouldn't even take his money and say, hey, man, just go practice on it. You got it, then we'll come back and try this thing again.
Damn shame.
You heard that, DJ Sean.
That's what I said, damn shame.
Hold on, I have to relight my blunt on this one. Indeed. So what are we going to talk about tonight? So I know we're going to do a little quiet storm because I don't have an artist on tonight. And I'll let y'all know who we're going to have on next Sunday. I'm working on that one.
All right.
But tonight we're going to have a little R&B, Southern Soul, some good sex music going on, and might bring up a couple of good sex conversations y'all might be interested in.
Sounds good.
Right, DJ Sean?
Oh, yeah, sounds good. It's all good in the hood. It's all good in the hood.
I got a question for y'all.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What's that, baby?
I'm just going to say, man, I just wish people just keep it real, man, and stop acting. Stop faking the funk. Like they really doing shit. Real talk. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm hearing a lot of feedback. Is that just on my end?
I think that's on your end, baby.
Nope, it's gone. There's somebody else. Was it me? Like Jackie, wasn't me.
We got Valora on here with us.
Hey, Valora.
There she is.
Hey, sis, what's up?
Not a thing. How you doing, Double Chocolate?
Girl, we doing.
I just got finished being petty. But yeah, you missed that.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you about it. I'll talk to you about it later. You already know what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Double Chocolate.
Well, we're going to turn this conversation around a little bit because this is Love After Dark. And what I want to know from the fellas, y'all all in love and everything, and y'all find out y'all boo thing is cheating.
So what?
Y'all forgiven. You find out that your significant other is cheating, your girlfriend, your wife, significant other. Do you forgive her and take her back, or is that a done deal?
Let Mike go first.
Shout out to my last newly fresh ex-wife on that. Because, I could truly in my heart find forgiveness, but then it also depends on the amount of betrayal in the situation for me. Because I could forgive you because, hey, I mean, like I say one thing about your character. Everybody on this planet is entitled to a bad time, a bad spell, poor misjudgment. Everybody gonna have that one time, I didn't feel this. But my thing is, was it a that bad call, that bad, maybe this moment I wanted to whatever, or was this already? I caught you because you've been doing it so much, you finally slipped up because you got comfortable. So like I said, I can forgive, but. It depends if we don't, because I'll forgive you and leave you alone. And I mean, I will honestly forgive you, like, you know what, I understand things happen, and I'm done. But, I mean, I can forgive you and try to make it work, but like I said, it just depends on that level of betrayal. Real talk.
So it's over with.
Like I said, shout out to my freshly new ex-wife. It's over with. It's a wrap.
All right. DJ Sean.
Well, it depends on how much time we invested with each other. You follow what I'm saying? If we invested 5 years, 3 years, 3 years, 5 years, and more, then maybe I can... compromise, but if we just now started and it happens, oh yeah, your ass got to go. Ain't no talking about it. Ain't no let's go get counseling. Nope. You should have thought about it before you did it. Now if it's 3 years or more, and we got a lot of good time in it. Things like that, and it just happened, you know, one time, then maybe, yeah, let's go get counseling if that's what we both decide to do to salvage it. But then in my back of my mind, if she goes out with her girlfriends or if she goes to work or whatever like that, it's going to be in my back of my mind. Is she really going to work? Is she really going with her girlfriends, you know? Which one of them heifers are going to cover up for her, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So she can do it again. So, yeah. I mean, depends on if we got a lot of history together. Yeah. If not, hell to the no. Especially if there's kids involved. Then you got to think about the kids. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, you know, or some men can be vindictive and go cheat. So now both of you, it still ain't made things no better. If she cheat, you cheat, then she gonna go do it again, then you gonna go do it again, then it's that's stupidity. But I mean, yeah, I would forgive her if we have history together. Three or more years, yeah. 3 years or less, no.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
You know what, DJ Sean? I don't know if y'all remember. There's a couple of shows back where a kind of question like this came up, and I said that's why when I talk to people, it's one thing to say, hey, we together right now, and I'd be like, I'd give them a six-month grace period because I got to fill them out because, you know, like you said, it's for me, you could have been hiding really your option number two all along and just what, hey, I kind of feel you. So but my thing is, we're really trying to get together. Shouldn't be no options if we're really going into this relationship thing. And that's what was a key situation with what I had been through lastly. Like, you kept your options close to the perimeter, and I feel if they that close, well, then they never was going in the first place. So, which led me to do what, like you just said, DJ Sean, it made me say, well, you know, I went all full force, so unfaithful. I could be the same way if that's the way you want it, baby.
But here's another, you know, I'm sorry the men are taking over real quick, ladies. I know y'all want to get y'all's 3 cent in, 2 cent in, half a penny in. Yeah, okay. But the thing about it is, here's another thing. How long has she been out of a past relationship where she's still feeling or still in love with her ex, you know what I'm saying? Where you know, sometimes women do it. I mean, men do it too. They call it rebound. You know, waste somebody else's time. You know what I'm saying? You don't never know what you're getting, you know, because nowadays people ain't truthful. People are not truthful of their past. They'd rather have that one or two that they've been fooling with on this one and still keep them around, because that's a game that people play sometimes. It's a deadly game that people play sometimes, because people be getting killed and murdered behind stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I said what I said, you know, if plus you got to have trust there too. And then, you know, people like, you know, real people that's been in relationships for, you know, over 5 or 6 solid years, you know, get out of that relationship, you know, spend time and then get back in it. They know when it's bullshit. Trust me, they know. Yeah. Real talk.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, you want to add anything to the conversation? Well, I don't know. I'll just say this. Once trust is broken, I think it's gone. Everything is gone. Because like DJ Sean said, you can forgive. I can forgive you. Yes, but I'm not going to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
So you might go here, go there, and I'm already thinking in the back of my head, oh, she thinks she's now like this, or he thinks he's this, he's that. Yeah, so it's ruined. The relationship is gone to me. That's just how I live it, you know.
Yeah, I can dig it. Because there's not, you can't help but to think those feelings. You know, you can't help but to think that every, you know what I'm saying? You can't help but think.
That's right.
You know, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Are you taking your phone in the bathroom with you? You follow what I'm saying? Or I got to run down to the corner store real quick to get something. Are you taking your phone with you? You follow what I'm saying? Those are signs that you know that so always keep that guard up. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
I'm freaking shit. Yeah.
So I guess y'all waiting for my answer.
Hell yeah.
Yes,
troublemaker.
And that's exactly who I am. And for me, I've been with my husband going on 12 years married, 18 or 20 years together. What did I have to go back and calculate? I wouldn't say cheating is a deal breaker for me. Now, will I kill him and kill him dead? Yeah, I probably would. But would I leave him? I don't think I would. Because that's not really because you want to get him a little bit of pussy, I ain't going to be mad for that. I don't think I don't think it's a deal breaker for me. Because I've been with my husband long enough. I don't expect him to cheat, so maybe it's easier for me to say it like that. But I honestly could say if I did catch him cheating, that wouldn't be a reason for me to give up everything that we've built together. And it's because of the longevity, and because I know the person that he is. So if he would cheat, I know the reason why he would cheat on me. We know each other that much. But yeah, I would kill him dead for a little while, choke him out, bring him back to life, something like that.
And that's some shit.
I'm just saying. I mean, even though I say it's not a deal breaker, don't mean that I don't have feelings. I'd kill him, yes, I would. Because I'd be climbing mountains and stuff and doing some crazy shit. So
the thing
that comes to my mind is all the shit that I do, you would go cheat? Yeah, I'm going to kill you.
But you got to look at the thing. You got to look at your situation, though, Double Chocolate. You came out of an abusive relationship. Your first time, and then now you know what I mean, you started dating who you with now, and then you know what I'm saying, I can see you saying you forgive him because of your past. You follow what I'm saying? If that makes any sense.
No, because I don't think my past have anything to do with it.
You don't think so? You don't think your past has anything to make you love even more now than being in love with, you know, whoever you was, who you left?
I'm going to say it like this. My husband I have now, I love him. Like, there's nothing that I wouldn't do for him within reason. But as far as my ex-husband, I wouldn't have took no bullet for him. He's not the type of man that I think if he got injured or whatever, I would stay with and help take care of him. Because I had love for him. I was never in love with my ex-husband. My first boyfriend, I was in love with. My husband now, yeah. So I've probably been in real love, maybe 3 times in my life. But, you know, you could love someone and not really be in love with them. I married my first husband because I had kids. It was the right thing to do. It was the religious thing to do. So I married him. I had kids out of wedlock. So, yeah, we made one happy family for a good 2 years, and I was ready to get out of that. And I was with him for at least 12, 13 years. So, no, that's two different men. My ex-husband used to tell me he loved me, and he loved me to death. My current husband, he shows me he loves me. So
there you go.
He's not one that's going to be, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Well, my ex-husband was all over my face. He was always touchy-feely. People knew he loved me, but he loves me to death. Don't love me that much. My current husband, he'll give me the world within reason. You know, and I know I work this man nerve. Y'all hear me on the radio. How many men are actually like their woman talk shit like that to any other man, and, you know,
and on the
but he knows his word, you know, You know, and he'll listen to the show and he'll be shaking his head at me like, there you go again. But he know where he is in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. And I know where I am, you know, in his life. I give him
respect. And that's why sometimes on the show I give him respect for allowing you to be a part of what we do each and every night that we're on here. So I show him respect. Through a man to man. Now, I know one day I'll be a chance where I'll meet him, but I give him his respect, you know, while we're on here.
Right.
Because,
yeah. You know, it's entertainment. But my husband is not a part of that. Like, for me to get him out in the club, it's like pulling teeth. He doesn't like a crowd of people. Now, if we go to events and it's crowded, he want to get as far away from people as possible. He's not a people person. I am, but we are a lot alike because I don't like people, but yet I like people.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
So, any questions y'all have for the ladies that's on?
Let's play another song because I can come up with a question and snap of a finger. I'll write some shit down now. Right down
now.
Oh,
Lord, here we go.
Let me get my flashcards out.
Let that closet free.
I don't have it. I took her stuff down. I took a lot of stuff, people's stuff down.
I'm going to have to send you that one back. Because I got to go in the Rosemarie section. Music. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to have some Medina Howard, some Ice Doll, some Portia, some Missy Elliott.
I took Ice Doll out. I took Dina Howard still up. Miss Portia, I took all that stuff out. What do you say?
You got to find Closet Free. And we did the music video for Imagination, the song I Saw Have with Marcella the singer, who I'm going to have next month because he's dropping the album. So we're going to get him to drop it on our show. Hopefully July 9th. But he's going to be coming back with. And I'll also have Isol back. She's working on some new music, too. But we did the music video, y'all. I cannot wait till it drops. It's going to be awesome.
All righty.
What you going to play for day 12?
Yeah. This young man, ooh, what he did for me, on a Tuesday, baby.
from the day before. My body's only your body. On a body, girl, I want some more.
She was. Think of that.
I wonder.
I love it.
Oh. And that girl can sing.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Heard that growl in her voice.
Mm-hmm. Eartha Kitt.
Mm-hmm.
Eartha Kitt. Go ahead, Catwoman.
give us a damn growl
real quick. I know you can do it.
I can do that. I'm going to be reaching out to Double Chocolate. I got something for you.
Uh-uh, girl, you had that in that song. Go ahead and give that growl you gave in that song.
Oh.
There you go. There it is.
Just rock. Just rock. Rock me, baby. Yeah.
Well, we got the one and only Miss the Queen of the Trap. She'll talk about that coochie in a minute, Benita Applebaum.
Ooh, Benita. I'm just tuning in. I'm listening tonight. I'm trying to wind down so I can get ready to come back, go back home in the morning.
Okay.
I know she performed
in Indianapolis. Did they love the Queen of Trap? I know they did.
Oh yeah. I'm about to post a video. But you already know we got the haters in the back, but yeah. I had fun, I did my thing. Everybody did their thing. They turned up.
That's what I'm having.
That's what I'm talking about. You showed them legs. I know you showed them legs, didn't you?
You already know. I try to show them the feet, too.
And that's how you get them dollars.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You showed them legs. Long legs.
They're going to look anyway. You might as well get paid for it.
Yeah, what you say?
That I'm going to look anyway. You might as well get paid for
it. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with showing a little bit of skin. Ain't nothing wrong with showing a little bit of skin. That's right. Use what you got.
Baby.
Get what you want. But I say, shake what your mama gave you. Shake what your mama gave you.
Mhm. Mhm. I'm gonna have grandchildren. And I'm still gonna be showing what I got.
Mhm. You got it.
That's right.
She can't help but miss what you got. Can't miss that shit.
I caught some kids one day. Me and my husband in the store. He on one aisle, I'm on the other. I see some little kids, a little boy and his little sister. They were pointing at me. On the other side of the hall. Little kid was laughing at my butt.
Yeah, they were pointing at that big old ass.
I can hear him now. Damn, Chuck,
she got a big old booty. Look at her booty.
That was so funny. I feel like these little kids here. Steady pointing and laughing at me. Made me feel like I was a little kid all over again. They teasing me.
All right. Well, I got three questions. So.
The kids be the worst. We was at a picnic yesterday, and I be doggone, these kids had to be no more than eight years old, the oldest one, 8, maybe 9. I'm talking about they were sitting up there, they were eating just as good. I guess they realized I was sitting behind them. Every last one of them turned around just looking at me. Then later on, he told me, oh, you a rapper? I want to hear you rap. These little kids, something else, I promise.
And you're bad charm.
Man, it's to yourself.
Right. What you got for us, DJ Sean? Because he itching. Ooh, that pen just was scratching.
You can feel it, can't
you? I'm going to say it, Mike. Money, Mike, you want to go first, or you got a question? Because I got three of them.
I'm still farming. Go ahead and drop your first one.
Mine
might play off of your first one.
First one is, do you let your new partner that come into you, that, you know, you start dating, do y'all discuss body count? Is that a big issue in the relationship, body count?
Wait.
Y'all want me to go first? I'm going to go last.
Huh? Your body count. Body count is how many people you slept with. Yeah. Do you, when you get in a relationship, do y'all discuss body count? And if so, what is your body count? That's a two-part question. Go ahead, ladies.
Let me answer first. No, and none of your damn business.
That's my answer. Yeah.
See, that's wrong. That's just wrong.
That's right. Not.
And everybody got a pass. Everybody. That's right. It's the Lord. And I feel as though no and hell no. It's the past for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bring that shit up, trust me.
Hello. Y'all ready for my answer?
Yes, ma'am.
Ain't none of your goddamn business.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to be honest about it. You're not going to be honest about it. So I'm not going to sit here and lie, because I'm not going to be honest about it. So it's none of your goddamn business. You know damn well I'm not a virgin because I slept with you. My body count shouldn't matter. As long as your body can handle my body, then we count me together.
Woo!
Okay. You said that eating potato chips, didn't you?
Oh, my bad, y'all. I'm chewing all up in y'all. My bad. The country just came out of me. Now I'm about to light me a blunt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, go ahead, Mike. They shut that question down. Go ahead with your question then, Mike.
Oh, man. What's the question? How can I best put my question? So... on your, when y'all first time you intimate with someone, a guy, or just 2023, it can be a woman, whatever you prefer, I ain't going to get mad at it. Is what's going too far, too much for the first time, or is it, if we go in there, anything goes right up front?
I'll start it off. Floor. You go to sucking toes and eating and doing all that on the first. I think that's just a little bit too much for me. Because I think you're doing it with everybody. Then it's not as special. You know?
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Wait a minute,
you won't
Mike,
get that from me.
Mike, you do all that on the first shot?
I mean, it's depending on who the person is. Like, if this one I've been waiting to get hold to forever, you know, I got to taste the rainbow. You know, I got to see how the rainbow going to taste. Now I might leave some other freaking images alone, but tasting the rainbow, I think there's nothing wrong with that on the first go around, depending on the woman.
Could it answer?
Benita?
I'm with Perlel on the, you might, you know, eat every fucking body. It's feeling like it's not special, but hey, you know, it depends. It also depends, you know. Hey, but I ain't doing it. Okay, right now. But okay.
But yes, we can enjoy it, right, if it's done to us.
Exactly.
Wayne, that's some shit.
Hello.
Go to that one side.
I'm going to be thinking on the other side. I'm going to be like,
oh, well.
Damn, so this is how you get down?
That just ain't fur. That ain't fur. Alright, go ahead, Miss Mighty Mouth.
Double chocolate. Oh wait, this is my show. Well, before I sleep with anyone, I have to make sure we're on the same sexual journey. Period. Unless I'm just being nasty and I just want a little one night stand, one little, you know, just I need to get off. We ain't doing all that. But for me to really enjoy sex with someone, I have to have some kind of real connection with them, a mental connection. Because, baby, anything goes if it's all good. So, yeah, it depends on the person. But for me, in order for me to lay down with this, I got to know your size. I need to know how long you really going to last. I need to know what kind of chemistry we going to have together. Because all that, you know, I'm nasty. Let me just be honest. I'm nasty, and I enjoy sex to the fullest, and I want to enjoy it to the fullest. So if you get me, you get me. And then if the dick really good.
I know you get them damn potato chips, but go ahead.
To be honest, it's not potato chips. It's them goddamn, I done smoked 2 blunts of black tobacco. I got the munchies. The damn Rice Krispie treat.
Oh, damn. Snack, crackle, and pop in that ass.
You know, you can use that. You know what's good?
Oh, there you go. There you go with that shit.
Y'all, them pop rocks, ladies.
Oh.
Y'all tried that candy, the pop rocks? And giving
them a little about that?
There she go with that shit.
I know.
Oh, so you know about this.
You better know about it. You better know about it. And I like all the flavors.
Nasty ass.
Be quiet.
That ain't nasty. That's taking care of your partner. Because I definitely don't want to lay down with somebody that's going to give me 2 inches of dick. And no pleasure. You know? You're about to play with me with no pleasure.
Wait a minute.
No.
Hold on a second.
I need to know all of this. What?
Hold on a minute. Benita, did you ever give us the shoe size? I don't think you gave us the shoe size that night, did you? You shied away from that shit.
He got away from that one.
Yeah.
No, nasty, no.
Because Doc said she pleads the fifth. Yeah, I'll try to get her to come tonight, yeah. But okay. I'm sending you a picture right now so you can sit down and stop.
I'm mad.
Benita, you sound like you tired. You tired? Anyway, y'all ready for the second question? Or should I play another song? Want to play another song, or
drop
y'all
a song.
Want?
Yeah, drop a All song. Right. Drop a song and come back with the question.
All right, Eric, we'll be right back.
back ain't got no bone.
Y'all ready for the next question? Everybody there?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, we're double chocolate.
Come on with it.
Okay, okay. Everybody quiet and shit, like E.F. Hutton. When I talk, everybody listen. All right, all right. Here's a second. Yeah, I know you was. All right, okay. If you're in the bed, okay, ladies. If you come in the house and your man's in the bed, let me see. No, you're in the bed and you guys are masturbating, and your man comes in. Would you stop or would you keep doing it?
Keep on pushing, don't stop. Yeah, I ain't stopping for shit. Baby, you either going to enjoy the show or you're going to jump in. And either way, I'm going to be satisfied.
That should be something that would should turn your man on, right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So why stop, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So y'all wouldn't get mad. Oh, man, why you just knock on the door? Why you just bust in the room? So y'all wouldn't act like that, right?
No. Yeah, I know. I leave the door open anyway. I want you to catch me. Look, I'm even going to act like I'm surprised.
Say that. If the lady say, dang, you walked in, dang, she must have been masturbating, thinking about somebody else, think about it.
Yeah, that could be true, too.
Yeah.
Well, thinking about somebody else or not, you either going to jump in or feel something.
Thinking about that side dude that laid it on her the night before when she told the nigga she was out with her girlfriends.
Oh, man.
Hey, buddy, Mike, what about you? You laying there, you know, getting your thing on, and she walk in. What'd you do? Would you stop?
I'm going to tell her to sit there and watch. I'm in the giving the show, so I'm going to tell her to sit there and watch. And, you know, out of the number of people I've told that to, only one person actually just sat there and watched it. They join me.
Okay. I'm like double chocolate. I ain't stopping for shit. Take your damn clothes off. Here, take your damn clothes off and get on top of her. Do whatever you got to do. I ain't stopping for
that
shit.
That part.
Fuck that.
If I catch my man doing it, baby, I'm joining in.
That ain't something for shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm toast the blunt to that one right there.
All right, there's my second question. Anybody else got any questions? Anybody? Double Chocolate, you got questions? Valora, you?
Yeah.
Money Mike, anybody else? Because I can keep them coming.
Go ahead with your next one. Y'all don't want my question.
Nope.
Oh, no, we want yours. We want them.
Okay, so, men, well, this would be for the men and the women. Would you allow your significant other to tie you up and do whatever they want to you within reason?
No.
Oh, I've only did that three times. Oh, never mind.
You say what now?
Valor?
I said no.
Well,
maybe.
Well,
oh, no. I don't. Like you said, I don't know. I got to say no. No.
What was the question again?
Would you allow your significant other to tie you up and do whatever they want to you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Within reason.
Hell yeah, beat my ass. Make it hurt. Damn right.
Yes.
Hell, I tie my own damn self up for that. You ain't got to tie shit.
I love it.
Yeah. I'll hog tie my damn self. Make my yellow ass red.
Down, DJ Sean.
As long as your ass don't go overboard, I have to come out of that damn hog tie and go upside your damn head. But yeah, hurt me. Make it hurt. Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. That that fantasy shit right there, man. Hell yeah. Damn right. Shit, I'll bring the damn rope, duct tape, every damn handcuffs. Bandana.
Hey.
I even bring the damn candles, every damn thing. Just shit.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
Money Mike, what you said?
You know, he gonna
Mike
agree
said,
with that shit.
Money Mike said that was I was allowed that to happen to me three times. Shout out to Lafayette, Louisiana, for the one that tied me up in Lafayette. And then let a homegirl walk in and say, "We can touch you, but you can't touch us back."
Oh,
and man,
no.
That night there.
Not no 2-on-1. Somebody get hit.
I was all good. Oh, no. Oh, no. It was all good.
A fantasy, huh?
Damn right. Ooh-wee. Woo-woo-woo.
For me, yeah.
Well, boo boo. I know you want it all, you freak.
You can tie me up. Yes, yes, yes. But I'm trying to look for the dominant.
I know you are.
I like the leather and the
yep.
The fantasy of it all.
Hell yeah.
It's having fun. Now, porn, I don't like that in porn. That's not the type of porn that'll turn me on. But real life, me doing it, you know, yeah, I like that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm with
you. But a lot of
level.
Men are scared
yeah.
to be tied up.
Now, DJ Sean, tie my ass.
Mm-hmm. And not Money Mike.
But I like the handcuff, the whip, the chain, the mouth gag.
Now, 50 Shades of Grey, that, oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I can do that, damn right. Oh, yeah.
But would you allow her to do that to you?
Hell yeah.
See, okay, because he did a lot of, safe words.
He did a lot of shit to her, but at the end,
mm-hmm.
he allowed her to do it to him.
Mhm.
Yeah. Well, I watched all the movies. Watch them back and forth and back. Even read the damn book too.
Yeah, I read the books before the movies came out. The books is way better than the movies.
Yep. Hell yeah. But yeah.
Mhm.
Oh yeah, tie it up. Yeah, tie it up. Yeah.
Next question. So y'all men, most of y'all like threesome. So would you have a threesome with your girl? And would you, if she wanted to have two men, would you allow her to have that fantasy?
Hell no, only when she dreaming. I'm not laying there with another man. No, hell no. Nope.
But you would lay there with another woman, with your woman.
Yep.
Okay. But most men.
I ain't gonna lie. Hell yeah.
I'm listening. Okay.
Two women? Yeah. But two men? No, no.
Money, Mike.
That's Pornhub shit right there. Nah.
Well, I don't want to disappoint. I'm in the voyeurism, so that either way has worked in my book. You know, hey, me and him don't touch each other, but I mean, hey, I didn't participate in both ways. Both ways, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, it was, yeah. and the only song the young lady wanted to play was 50 Cent the Candy Shop. And so, yeah.
Not.
It's kind of wild.
Okay.
What?
Hello.
Oh, no.
You don't know if you'd be able to do it, or
I would be into that. Dang sure don't think too many men would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not with the woman that they love. Not with the woman that they love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah. Mm-mm. Not if you love them. You ain't gonna want to see nobody else. No, no. Now, if it's a random chick on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can see you doing that. You know what I'm saying? Not with
mm-hmm.
that,
right.
But not with the one
right.
that you love. Oh. No.
Mm-hmm.
And you mess around nowadays.
The woman will kiss
you. And the woman in a photo, the woman in, now what? Life, the action, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. It's a real talk, though, right?
For real. For real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question. I was waiting for one of y'all to say, are you going to answer? Everybody just got quiet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's why we got quiet, because we was waiting on your answer.
So, okay, well, so for me, I would like two men, but of course, that's never going to happen. My husband would never allow that to happen. So that would have to be two random dudes up the street, which I'm not going to do. So that will never happen. If I would give him a threesome, at my age, I'm comfortable in my sexuality. I'm comfortable in my skin. Like I said before, like, I don't think having sex with someone else would be a deal breaker. So I said possibly could do that if we found the right random chick to do it with. So, and then I don't think I could do anything to her because, you know, coochie don't turn me on, but, you know, I probably would enjoy watching. So that's the answer to that.
All right.
Any other questions for tonight? Well, Laura, you don't have anything for the men?
I can come up with something right fast. Check this out. So, men. Do you like for women to play with a toy? Or does it make you feel like it's something you're not doing right?
Shit. I'll play with the damn toy with her ass. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And a man that say he don't, a man that says he don't play with a toy with his girl's a damn lie.
And a fool.
Cause there's plenty of men that didn't grab that damn dildo and threw it up in her and kissed all on her and sucked on her and everything. And the one that said they ain't done it, they a damn lie. And I tell them to their damn face. Damn right. Shit.
Okay, next.
Smack him right there. Pop,
go ahead, Money
Mike. Fucking lie.
Oh, look here. Not only do I like them to play with their toy, when I enter into new relationships in the past, I've been known to go to the store and buy brand new sex toys with a bag for just that person. And when we come to the house and want to get intimate, I'll be like, hey, let's play. And I pull out the bag and be like, this is yours? I'm like, this is mine. But now it's all for you. So I'm definitely down to, again, watch, participate, take over, like taking over the love at the dog show. Take over. However you want to play it. Yep.
Money, 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 money.
Make sure you come check out my new store in the Night Game Mall. It's going to be called Kinky Closets, where I will be selling lots and lots and lots of adult sex toys.
And that thing.
Good. Let's go to a quick song. We'll be right back.
Low man, low man.
Thank you. down.
Slow Max.
I love that song right there.
In the bedroom. Yeah.
That's where I want to be in a few minutes.
Well, Laura, would you write, if you were dating, would you write your man a bucket list just strictly for the bedroom?
Well, yeah, I could do something like that because that's exciting. It keeps his funk. Yeah, I could do that.
I ain't gonna ask Double Chocolate because I already know she probably got a whole bucket list. Old roll of toilet paper. Be fighting with that mute button.
Lord, I'm steady talking too. I need to write another bucket list. I'm going to draw all the lines through the one I got. And the one he had. And the one before that. And the one here. Anyway.
What about you, Money Mike? If she gave you a bucket list, would you go by the bucket list that she gave you?
For my outgoing side, I mean, I would give a good much of it consideration, unless it just get too outrageous. But I'll be game to see where the bucket list go.
What's too outrageous?
There you go.
Because I want to know. Because if I give a list, I expect it all.
You walked into that one.
So what's too outrageous?
If I'm going to go with too outrageous, with me, like I said, I just kind of, with me, I'm kind of open, but... For me to say too outrageous, it doesn't have to be something really, really too outrageous. Like if you say you want to go to an orgy where it's only two women and 12 guys, I'm going to have to slide on that one. Cause we can't rock with that one. That's giving you too much. That's outrageous. That's outrageous.
Okay. Because I need to know, because today shit ain't nothing taboo no more.
Hell no.
Nothing terrible no more. These men be jumping in my inbox thinking this, and I don't know why they think this shit is cool. Girl, I would eat your booty. Now, you tell this to me, and I'm a stranger. How many booties you done ate? Because you're not about, no. Mm-mm. That does not turn me on. I don't know why men think that turns women on. Just to think that somebody want to be between the crack of your cheeks. Baby, mm-mm.
You ain't talking about that. Half a thong.
Exactly. If I'm wearing a half a thong, you know what?
Lord have mercy.
Because I laugh at him. Like, why are you laughing? Because, baby, how many booties you done offered to eat today?
Here's another real quick. Go ahead. I had somebody that wanted me to ask a question for them. But go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just saying with that, see, that's where now, it, like you said, in today's time, you never know what you're going to get into, but at the same time, I mean, some stuff, I can't be the person who ever can lick that crack. No, my thing is, I'm spontaneous. Whatever we're going to do once we in the bedroom, I want it to be a surprise what's coming to you. I want you to know, okay, in 3 seconds, don't try to go to lick me from the front to the back, because that's what he told me he liked to do. You already know what the play is, so you kind of, it's surprising. If I want to stand you up against the wall and, you know, put my back on the wall and that you put your legs up on my shoulders and your head drop down to my area and we want to do our 69 standing up. So, you know, that's something different, but.
Well, yeah, because okay. If anybody could pick up my big ass, let me know. We gonna call it yoga. Cause baby, I'm heavy. But I get what you're saying about being spontaneous. All that is good, but I'm talking about men just that I don't even know will see a picture and send that to me in my inbox.
But again, if you, for me, if I really know, got to know this person and I'm feeling that person and we got all this chemistry, shit, we could do anything that we could do in the bed as long as we're having fun. But just know, you jump in the bed with double chocolate, there ain't going to be no hit it and quit it. You're going to be stuck like Chuck. So don't come play.
Stuck like Chuck.
Be quiet, DJ Sean. Go ahead and go with your next question because I know where you're going with that.
We lost Valora. I don't know. She must have had a phone call or something. But the other question I was going to ask, lingerie or nothing?
Well, I guess I'm don't. I'll wear lingerie if I'm. I'll wear lingerie every now and then. I love it. I love to dress up. But I like to wear mostly for photo shoots because it don't stay on long, and I sleep in the nude. So if I put on lingerie, he know he it's gonna be really, really special. But most of the time, if I'm just going to bed, that ain't nothing new. You've been seeing me for 20-something years. God forbid we have a fire.
You better knock on some wood.
What you call them things, house coats or whatever?
A robe?
I ain't got that. My husband's going to have to cover me up, baby, because if we have a fire and it's at night, everything goes. Everything hanging.
All right.
So do you like the lingerie? Or no? None.
Oh, yeah, I do. Hell, yeah. That's a turn-on.
And we say lingerie, ladies, not going to bed with that thing over your head and them old messed up pajamas, nasty pajamas. That's definitely not sexy.
No, the shit. Yeah, that's right. The shit you get up when you run to the corner store and get some milk and shit. Not that shit.
Right.
No.
Right.
Not no onesie.
Ooh, but the onesies I have are cute. I have some sexy onesies. I'm going to have it in my store. Wow. I said sexy onesies, ladies. We didn't say the onesies that you undo the booty in the back and the heels at the bottom. Them JJ jammies. With a foot all dirty underneath, that ain't sexy.
Dynamite. All right. All right, let's get.
You got an answer?
Hey, shout out to South Carolina. When I met her in Florida, because it's Florida, everybody's naked anyway, I saw her naked. She moved to South Carolina, told me to call and come up, and man, she had this hot red piece lingerie that, boy, to see that woman in that thing there, So, I love lingerie. I love naked, but yeah, lingerie that you put some thought into it, like you said, that's it regular you bought it from Sears or JCPenney's, but I want you to go to the places you go to get that real lingerie. Like I'm trying to make sure his mind is blown when he sees me in this. Like maybe we want to play Trey Songz Panty Dropper. When I see you in it.
Indeed.
Get some commercials in. Got to pay some bills. We right back.
Madame Marie's Candle Shop and Botanical Store is now open, located in the back of Northgate Mall, Pine Street Entrance, 1800 Evangeline Thruway, Suite 613 in Lafayette. Black owned by Roz Marie, stop by Madame Marie's Candle Shop for sage, oils, lotions, and candles, plus Yanni Steam, body contouring, foot detox, and spiritual guidance. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 until 6, and Saturdays 2 until 5. Stop by today. For more info, call 337-258-2354.
George. Coming to Atlanta, George, the Southern Soul Radio Music Film Conference, August 17th through the 20th at the Airport DoubleTree Hotel. Record labels, artists, filmmakers, media, actors, DJs. This is the largest networking event this year. Thursday, August 17th, official kickoff. Entertainment mixer with registration 11 to 5 Eastern and the meet and greet 7 to 11 p.m. Friday the 18th, registration 1 to 7 Eastern. The breakaway session where music meets film. The deal is on the table with film premieres 9 to 4. And Friday night, the exciting artist showcase. Saturday the 18th. Radio breakout sessions from 9 till noon. Your ambassador, also moderator, television star, Emmanuel Webster Lewis. Featuring the New Legacy Youth Workshop, Back to Basics, Marketing and Record Promotions. The Actors Workshop, covering auditions 12 to 4, then 7 p.m. to 11:30. Hit the red carpet for the five-star dinner and keynote speaker with honorees presentation. Sunday 9 till 11, the gospel brunch with keynote speaker and closing ceremony. What you need to know on Eventbrite.com under the Southern Soul Radio and Music and Film Conference, powered by Brimstone Music and Black Global Group.
Back to you, Double Chocolate.
All right, we're back. I was waiting for you to say something. Mm. Yes, indeed. So I'm thinking of another question for you, fellas, but I'm what I want to ask you. I'm the only female on the panel right now, huh? I lost all my other...
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all kissers?
I am. I gotta kiss while I'm having sex. Hell yeah. Yep. If you can't kiss, you ain't getting it.
Facts. Facts. Money Mike.
I think I'm a decent kisser. You know, I know how not to break the mood when I kiss, so I'm going to say I'm a decent kisser. But, you know, I have had some of those, you know, just, hey, ooh, wait a minute now. Yeah, I love the kiss when, like I said, always with this special one, because, you know, I don't, you know, it's just some people you don't want to kiss. Yeah. But, yeah.
Ooh, if you don't want to kiss him, you shouldn't be having sex with him either.
Well, maybe I want their mouth to do something else. But that's another story for another night. Mm. So,
Well, I'm definitely
passionate
about kissing. Because if you can kiss good, you could probably eat coochie good. And if you can eat coochie good, you might be able to slide it in. We'll see. But kissing is a passionate thing for me. That's why, like I said, I have to have a connection with that person. And if you can't kiss, I don't care how much I'm attracted to you. If you can't kiss, you ain't getting shit. Nothing. Nada. Mm-mm.
If I can't kiss you, even if we ain't in the bed yet, if I can't kiss you and you can't turn me on, hey, you can't. It ain't happening. It's not happening.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And some of y'all need to know how to kiss all that wet kissing. And dry kisses, that's nasty, too. Too wet and too dry, you have to keep that. Because that means you can't, you know, you can't eat coochie right. And I ain't having it. You have old dry kisses, no.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Leave me alone. That's number one, ladies. If they don't know how to kiss, don't trust them down there either.
Ding, ding. Boy, I tell you. Well, you learn. Well, you learn about Double Chocolate every time she on the radio.
What's that?
Well, you learn about your ass.
Oh, yeah. Any questions for me?
Y'all have any questions, y'all hit up me in my inbox or hit up DJ Sean. Well, here's a question where it'll be nice to know for period women, where do y'all see y'all self on the oral level of things?
What do you mean, where we see ourselves?
Because, you know, some people like...
When I need to put
a hat tied
up.
I can suck a golf ball through a water hole, and you get it, and you be like, you can't pull a watermelon seed through a straw. Why you glide like that? But, like, is it... It has to be, as you say, you can't give it to anybody because you have a bunch of people walking around looking for you in the daytime with a flashlight. Or you say, well, no, I'm good enough for him who I'm with.
So you're asking why women don't give good head?
Or where they see themselves at.
where they see themselves? Listen. If I'm going to give somebody head, it's somebody that, again, I have a connection with, because you can't just be putting random meat in your mouth, period. Just like y'all shouldn't be eating random tacos. So,
right.
You know, it's the same thing, you know, for a woman. If a woman really cares about you, she going to make sure that you are pleasured, period. If she half-ass doing a job, that means she's not interested in you like that. If she just want to get it over with, or she's just doing it just to say that she's doing it for you. But a woman that truly enjoys that man and wants to pleasure him, you'll be able to tell the difference. So if you get them a woman and, you know, she licking it like a cat licking, trying to tip on some water, she don't like it. She just don't like it. If she wrapping her hair and she down on there with, you know, enjoying herself, moaning, and, you know, she really enjoying you, then she's trying to please you. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard for any woman. If you really enjoy who you're with, you should be able to please your man, and your man should be able to please you. Now, it's different if you don't know how to do it. A lot of women, just because a lot of women do it, there's a lot of women that don't. And the same thing with men. There's a lot of men that they're not proficient at it because they don't do it a lot. But I'm too grown to be trying to teach somebody. You better know how to eat it. Period. That answers your question?
That do. Yeah, that did.
Mm-mm, don't sound like you're satisfied, sir.
No, I am. Like you said, I take the serious that it's going to be what it is. And like you said, y'all going to put in the hair up in my ponytail?
Yeah, that's
you know it's
going to
be real, right there.
Yeah. I'm fixing to make them feel this tone, you know? And it don't have to be pierced for you to feel it.
Sure.
DJ Sean?
Hmm?
Wake your ass
up.
You had any questions?
Oh, no, I ain't got no more questions right now. I'm thinking of one. It came to mind. It goes, quick song. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
in a special way.
Question, DJ Shaw.
I'm good right now.
Magic Mike, Money Mike, Magic Mike. See where my mind is?
Yeah, Magic Mike. That's my fellow name. Anyway, I play games.
You had another question?
No, I think I'm, well, yeah, I do. This goes both ways. Has anybody ever had that, I guess, I ain't going to say they was just a boo thing. Like, it wasn't serious, but have you had that one boo thing that even when you, like, met that person, like, somebody you maybe, like, interested in, you just didn't know if you really wanted to, like, do I let the boo thing go because I know this will never be no more than what it is. And step out and see where it's going, or did you do the deed and keep the boo thing around like you figured out the other person?
Boo thing while you're in a relationship, or just the boo thing just in general?
It's a boo thing, like what you ain't dating, but you meet somebody like on the, like you say, the fun levels, y'all kicking, y'all, you know, it's a boo thing. But you then meet somebody that you feel that could be potentially more than just that. Do you leave your boo thing, or was there a conflict in leaving your boo thing to start a new relationship? Or did you just keep them around?
Okay, so you have a boo thing and you meet somebody else.
Yeah.
You try the other person?
Yeah, they okay. Asking to be like, hey, let's really be together.
The boo thing or the other person?
The new person. Yeah.
Well, baby, if the boo thing ain't moving in the right direction, I'm going to see what's going on in the other direction. Because until you put a ring on it or you say it's a commitment, that's all you're going to be is a boo thing. Life goes on. I am not waiting. And we could be having the best sex. So I could love you and all that good stuff. But if you're not making this, we're not moving in the same direction, then you're just going to be that boo thing. Peace.
Does that answer your question?
Yes,
I can dig it.
I thought, yeah.
Yeah, baby, because I don't believe in people sitting there waiting for somebody. You know, people that have been engaged for 13 years. Y'all engaged for 13 years and y'all never plan a wedding? And none of that time y'all ain't never say, just let's go to the justice of peace, or I'm waiting for my money to be right, and you've been engaged for 13 years? I know a lady that's been engaged for, I think, 19 years. And he claims he never married a woman because of his mama. So you mean to tell me you're waiting for your mother to pass away to marry the woman you love? No, sis, you the side chick. He got another woman.
Yep.
Tell me I'm lying. Okay.
You ain't lying. You telling the damn truth. On that one.
Baby, I don't care how much you love your parents. When it comes to someone that you really love to be with you, your companion, you're going to make a decision. And he's sitting here telling her, well, my mama don't like you, so I can't marry you. Well, I wish you would. You sleeping with your mama? Girl, you're not the one. You're just going to be engaged. I don't see how people be engaged for so long and not get married, talking about they're waiting for money to get married. No. People be together 5, 10 years, and a man never proposed. He has no intentions on marrying you. 6 months to a year, a man knows if he loves a woman. And he knows if that woman is going to be a compatible mate for him. Don't take you 20 years to propose to a woman. That means you don't want her. Am I lying, fella?
John, the truth.
I'm playing with my cookie and not give me no milk. You ain't gonna be the cookie monster over here. Not for 10, 12 years. No.
I don't blame you.
How y'all feel about that? Yeah.
You gotta put your foot down you gotta put your foot down somewhere. And they're being engaged for 19 years, and man, shit.
You decide to.
Yeah. And a dude being engaged with a girl for, and she don't know when she's gonna feel like marrying, man, shit. Man, if I'm gonna be in that long, that ain't happening.
Red flag.
You can believe that.
So that leads me to this question. How long do you date a woman, know you have feelings, and finally decide to tell her you love her? What's too fast and what's too slow?
I'll let Mike go.
Oh, man.
And I ain't talking about lying. I mean, you really love her. You know you got feelings for her.
I'm going to be, and both of y'all might talk about me with this one. Me and loving someone, for me, it's the cliche of me saying is, it's organic. I'm just in my mind, I'm going through various relationships in my head that I consider real relationships. Like you said, some people, it was a year because I was like, well, do I? I could tell you for one of the women I married, I've been married twice. One, I knew it really after the first 2 weeks, I knew it. And I think it's 3 months later, look, hey, I love you. I ain't gonna front about it. I ain't gonna think about it. And, you know, the second one, it took about 5 months before I kind of really knew it. And that's because I wanted to go through my usual. Well, I got to wait and see and make sure everything cleared out the way. But I say that, for me to say that in little to a person, it's kind of organic. It's because when you really feel it, I think it's going to come out. If you really feel love, it's really going to come out. Like you said, I can lie to you. I can't even lie to you because I can't think about that one. Once I say that, I mean it.
Okay. DJ Sean?
I'll say my thing is after 60 days, you should already know, you know, 90 days, 60 days, 90 days if that person. Plus also if the vibe is there, you know, if both of you guys are on the same type of vibe and she's making me feel good, you know what I mean? Not sexually, but, you know, feeling good, you know, in principle, the whole, you know, and she can, you know, trust her and things like that. Yeah, I would tell her. There's nothing stated where you have to wait till you get married or wait in, you know, a certain time of day to get married. Actually, I mean, to tell a person that you love them, it's just how you feel toward that person. You know what I'm saying? There's love, and then there's in love, and then there's lust.
Dead.
You know? Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. Me personally, I don't think it takes somebody. And I understand being hurt. We've all been hurt before. And
oh yeah, hell yeah.
Not want to take that to just saying, oh, giving their heart out to somebody else and getting used or hurt again. But sometimes you don't know you're in love with someone until you've been hurt. You know, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it takes somebody over a year to say, oh yeah, I do love you, or over a year to, you know, figure out if that person is someone that you want to be with long term. I'm not saying you have to marry them, you know, but long term, you know, most people by then know what they want.
That's true.
So I believe people, before jumping into different relationships with people, you set your boundaries of what you want and what you're looking for. And if that person not giving you what you need, you move on. Move on. Because there's only so much you could do to show somebody that you love them. If they're not taking that in, or they've been too hurt, they're blaming you for somebody else's issues that they're putting on you, let that go. Then people need to go and heal. They need to heal, because if they don't love themselves, they cannot love you. And if they're holding on to old soul ties, they're going to hurt you in the long run. And that's sad.
That's right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, right quick. My name is Mike. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can reach you out on social media.
As always, here at the Hilltop Radio with DJ Sean and the Hilltop All-Stars, all social media, it's UNG Music, ITSUNGMUSIC, or the website at newungmusic.com.
All right, DJ Sean, what we got coming up for our next shows on the Hilltop Radio Network?
Tomorrow night we got Antonio Magaya. McGay, and yeah, and Tuesday we got, supposed to be having a double header on Tuesday, but I don't want that artist on, so I think I'm going to move the other artist from Tuesday to next Tuesday, because the one artist on here, I don't do fakeism, so I don't want her on my show. Yeah, so. And then Thursday, we got a doubleheader. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm to the point now, I'm not giving fake, I'm not giving people radio airplay on my network when you're fake. I'm not doing it.
Wow.
You know, and then I'm going to let everybody know I was on Kivaz Radio out of Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to shout out to everybody that tuned in Saturday night and heard me get in the mix 2 hours, commercial free. I got a lot of awesome feedback. People reached out to me, you know, and shouted me out and called and texted me and wanted, different songs played. And so I took them way back. Yeah, I took them back to the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 60s. Yeah. So, yeah. So now they want me to come on 3 more times a week and they ask me what I do a hip-hop show. So I told them I'll think about it.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
That was different.
Alrighty. And for those of y'all that want to reach me, well, DJ Sean, tell them where they could, I already know what you're going to say, where they can reach you if they need you for your DJ services.
Google.
Honestly, why do y'all go Google me and let me know what it says?
I'll do that right damn now.
I'm curious.
But
in the meantime, if y'all want to reach me, y'all can catch me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Rosmarie, Snapchat at Queen Rosmarie. That is a spiritual guidance, Yanni Steen, sage, all candles, all that good stuff. Y'all check out my business page on Instagram and Facebook at Madame Marie's Candle Shop. And make sure you tune in on Sundays for Love After Dark with yours truly, Double Chocolate. And when I'm unable to attend, then we have the Quiet Storm with DJ Sean.
Oh, shit. Double Chocolate got her some Google up here.
What I got?
Facebook and Facebook and TikTok, Instagram, and then they got a page with images for Rosmarie. Let me go over them things up. Oh, they got you with your Afrodite stuff in the woods. They got the double chocolate sweet milk chocolate bar. 1 pound of chocolate. They got you up here in a pink outfit and a blue outfit. Oh yeah, they got some pictures of you on here.
Go ahead,
Go ahead, double chocolate. You move it up, girl. You go, girl. You a celebrity now.
I'm a celebrity. Ooh, I'm at the
You a celebrity
Google.
Now. Yeah. All you gotta do is tell them Google you. They even got some dead white women, Rosmarie.
They better back off.
They got this white woman named Marie Raz.
Marie Raz. Blonde hair, huh?
White girl. That's a white woman.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's on My Heritage. Mm-hmm. But now they got some pictures. They got 1, 2, 3, 4. They got 4 pictures on here on images. Yeah, double chocolate.
Go ahead, girl. I'm gonna start being like y'all.
Google me. Yes, indeed. So damn, they even got some pictures of you on Pornhub. What the hell?
I know you lie. Baby, send me those so I can see where my dollar's at.
I'm opening them up right now. God, and she got a big coochie and all of his stuff.
Bruh.
Oh, shit, they even got my name on here with you. Rasmussen with Sean Fisher and two others. Ain't that something? Even got me connected with her. I feel happy, boy.
That's because, you know, when I do them hashtags, it's hashtag Double Chocolate, the network, and your name, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But who's the other two people I'm associated with?
I didn't say. It just says two others. Yeah.
Quitting my business out.
But yeah, you on here.
I'm going to start telling y'all, Google me.
You're on here. Well, congratulations.
Yes. Well, thank you. I feel special now. I feel like I'm a celebrity. Now, God forbid you go. What did you Google? Double chocolate or rosemary?
Rosemary. So I don't know if they're going to have you under double chocolate. Let's see. Probably bring up a piece of damn cake.
I'm curious.
Yep, they came out with double chocolate chip cookie.
I'm there.
I know it. Cakes and stuff. Man, I don't have you. Got the best places in Charlotte where I can get some double chocolate at.
Hey.
They got Young's double chocolate beer.
Double chocolate beer?
Strouts. Young's. Yeah. Chewy double chocolate. All right. Well.
So now y'all know y'all can Google me. But until then, make sure y'all check out my page for the next article I'm going to have on Sunday. And if we're going to have a special guest the following Sunday for Father's Day. So I'll keep y'all posted in a week on that. Until then, y'all catch me tomorrow on the Hilltop Radio Show with DJ Sean and the All-Stars. Good night.
All right. That's fine. Let's see here.
There's some good closeout music, DJ Sean.
I got to tell you how it is. Listen.
I know you got a man at the crib, but I like it when you show me what it is. Calling my phone, telling me you on the way. Let's get it in, cause I know that you can't stay. Got the kind of love you can't let go. Got me begging for you, girl, and I want to go. You my part-time lover and I know it, girl. I gotta let you know you rock my world. Your love is so good to me, I just can't let go, no. Every time we get done, baby, you walk out the door, put a new chain.
Have you all the time,
have you all the time, baby. But you can be my
part-time.
I'm just part-time. I can't have you and I want you and that's on my mind. I need you right here next to me, so we can make love, you and me. I really hate to let you go, cause when you leave, I want more, want more. Your love is so good to me, see. I just can't let go, no. Every time we get done, baby, you walk out the door. All the time, baby, but you can be my
part-time lover.
have it tonight.
You're part-time lover.
Part-time lover.
You're part-time lover.
I can be that baby,
but it feels right.
I know it's wrong,
baby.
Can I have it tonight?
Can I have you tonight?
You're part-time.
I know I can't be full-time.
You're part-time.
But give me just a little bit more. I'll be whatever I gotta be. As long as I'm with you, baby. No matter when you call me, baby. Ooh-wee, I got it bad for you. I'll be a part-time, part-time.